Hello creatives, I'm Joanna Penn and this is a lecture or a talk, a short talk on content marketing for long-term fiction sales, which is something I care a lot about as a fiction author. So if you don't know me, I do write thrillers and dark fantasy as JF Penn and I also write non-fiction for authors. But my primary... I guess I care a lot about this topic because I have a lot of fiction and I feel that the content marketing space for nonfiction is pretty sorted and I've built a business on it, but I want to crack the nut for fiction. So in this talk, I'm going to be really focusing on content marketing for specifically fiction. But of course, this is where I am now. And just to be clear, I have been doing this for a while now. That's me back in 2008 with my very first nonfiction book. And pretty much what I've been doing since 2008 is trying to figure out how to sell books. And some of you may have read some of my books or taken some of my other courses. So hopefully this will be new material or at least updated material for this time in publishing history. So what is content marketing? Very important to get our definition sorted up front. So the Content Marketing Institute says the definition is creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content to attract and retain a clearly defined audience and ultimately to drive profitable customer action. Now, I really like this definition and I'm going to use this as a three-part structure for the topic today. But before we get into the specifics, let's talk about the why. I always feel like you have to understand your why. There's that famous book now by Simon Sinek, which is Start With Why. And if you don't know your why behind what you're doing, then you may well give up because content marketing particularly is a long-term strategy. And the topic of this is long-term fiction sales. But the point is it takes time to grow. So unless you understand why, then you will end up giving up. So I'm going to give you a few whys that I think are interesting. First of all, customers prefer content marketing. So this is a picture of one of my blog posts about Bath, around Druids, the circus and Freemasons. So it's a blog post about the interesting things around Bath, which leads into my book Map of Shadows. But basically these are some statistics from a site called neilpatel.com, which is all about SEO and content marketing. And it's quite technical, but Neil has some really good stats. He said that he has found or reported on this study that 70% of people would rather learn about products through good content, and 68% of consumers spend time reading blog content and other content from a brand they're interested in. So I want you to start thinking about your own behavior as a customer. How do you find things to buy? How do you learn about products? And does that relate to content generally? So whether you're reading a book and are interested, whether you're listening to a podcast, that's certainly how I get a lot of information about products. Even the coffee I'm drinking right now is a particular mushroom-based coffee that I learned about on Tim Ferriss's podcast. That's just a little example, just looking around my desk right now. Or the mic I'm using here, this is an ATR 2100. I learned about that microphone way back years ago when I was doing a course, or the stand-up desk I'm standing at right now. This is something I learned about on a blog post around the 10 best stand-up desks. So this is the thing, even just look around you right now. What are some of the things that you've found and bought because of content, whether that is blogging, podcasting, videos, maybe social media? Okay, so that's one thing. Customers prefer learning about things and discovering things in that way rather than pop-up ads. The next thing, and I think this is so important, is that you probably prefer it. And what is quite funny right now is I am in pretty much that position that you can see from the other way around. That's actually my Blue Yeti microphone, which is now in my cupboard, which is where I record some audiobooks where the sound has to be much cleaner. But that's the stand-up desk I'm using. That's the ring light I have directly in front of me. And in fact, I'm even wearing the same... In fact, I think I'm wearing the same outfit. That's hilarious. I'm one of those people who doesn't necessarily think too much about their clothing. I have a certain amount of clothing and I just wear it. So that is what I am wearing right now. But the point is, coming back to content marketing, is that you probably prefer it. And this is a realization that I came to, I guess a month or so ago. I was like, oh, I have to do some Facebook ads, I have to do some Amazon ads, I have to do these ads. And I know I do, and I'm certainly not saying you shouldn't do ads. But when I thought about how I want to spend my life and how I want to spend my time, we only have a certain number of hours in the day. And I find creating content inherently rewarding. So when I do a podcast interview, I learn things from that. I have human interaction, I learn things about writing and creative business. I also have found that it's possible more people's lives have been helped by my podcast than my nonfiction books, which is a really kind of brain-altering thing to consider. It's possible that you've learned more from YouTube videos or podcasts than you have from books. And I think want us to kind of think in a different way about content marketing, because I think it's qualitatively different to advertising. So an ad is, you know, you create an ad and it might sell a book, your fiction book, for example. But if you create content, so say you do a podcast or you do a video, and we'll come into all these examples in a bit, you're actually creating something new in the world that may stand alone, and you are building another asset. And we'll come back to that as well a bit later. And I certainly can't say the same for paid advertising. All those ads exist for is to drive people to your book. And yes, it's important, but if you think about the amount of time that you want to spend on marketing, how do you want to spend that time? So that's maybe my second point. Why do content marketing? The customer likes it and you like it. And then it can actually be building an asset, and it can actually make money. And this is really fascinating, because when you do an ad to drive someone to your fiction book, say on Amazon, then that may be income producing, because someone may buy your book, but it's certainly not asset building. You're actually building the asset of the person whose platform you're on. So if you're using BookBub ads, for example, you're helping BookBub run their business. If you're doing Facebook ads, you're giving money to Facebook. And again, Amazon, we're all giving so much money to Amazon. So what I like about the idea of content marketing, and we'll talk about owning your own site, is that if you build a website with traffic over the long term, that actually becomes an asset for you. It actually can make money in other ways. It can also potentially be another brand, whether that's your name or something different. You also will build an email list, and that can be your own BookBub style marketing. And of course, if you don't know what BookBub is, just go to bookbub.com. It is probably the biggest email marketing service for authors and books. So website, brand, email list, these are assets that can make you money for the long term. And that's why so many of us talk a lot about building your own website, building your own email list, owning your future, and not driving all your traffic to directly to Amazon, for example, or Kobo or iBooks or any of that. But the important thing here is they will become assets if you retain control and ownership. So, for example, I don't like the idea of just doing articles on a site like Medium or on Facebook or on anything, because it builds that other asset for somebody else. So again, you're spending your time building someone else's platform. So really think about that as we go through. And remember, these platforms can change their minds and change their algorithms. Remember when Facebook used to be great, in that you used to put an article up on Facebook or put something on Facebook and it would go out to everyone who had subscribed to your page, and then it became pay to play. And the same thing has pretty much happened with Amazon and Amazon ads now. So what I'm really saying is, change your mindset around who owns your content and how that's going to be an asset for you for the long term. So if you want to own your own home on the internet, then I'm suggesting that you are paying for hosting. You have a WordPress site. I've been using WordPress for 10 years now and it's fantastic. And you build your platform where it can't be taken away from you. So you have backups, which you can on free sites, but essentially you're taking this seriously. You need your own website, and owning your own home on the internet is kind of a foundation for content marketing, in my opinion, according to this talk. So you definitely need to upskill yourself on this, but it's not complicated anymore. And obviously this is not a build your own website talk, but you can go to my video on how to build your own website at thecreativepen.com/author website. And that is a free tutorial. And I show you there how to set things up and lots of different hosting services out there. But basically, having something that you own and control is a kind of fundamental. And as indie authors, that's what we love. But then just to be clear, this is kind of an approach using paid advertising and also content marketing growth. And this is what I'm suggesting for authors of fiction and nonfiction, in fact, is to use both. Now, this is basically how I do things, which is I slowly have created a website that grows with content over time. So that's the blue figure there. It really takes time, but now the income from my nonfiction site, The Creative Pen, is significant. And then I use paid ad spikes at particular intervals, say around launches, when I do other things. And that is fast income spike, but it's also non-repeatable. So you pay for your ads, you get your income, and it decays really super fast. So unless you keep paying, you can't sustain that level of sales. And that is how some people get into doing ads every day. But as I mentioned, I don't want to be spending my time doing ads every day. It's not what I love. It's not what I'm good at. And it's important how you decide to spend your time. And then just to be clear, this is my business growth really over the last sort of 6 years, and for me, 7 years now since I went full time. But essentially that you can see is a similar growth curve to the content marketing growth. And yes, that's nonfiction, but this is what I'm intending to replicate with fiction, as I will come on to. So the questions for you in this first section is, what is content marketing? Do you understand what content marketing is? Why would you bother with content marketing? What is your why? And why do you feel attracted to content marketing? What do you dislike about other forms of marketing that makes content and attraction marketing something you want to do?